When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Elena.
Good morning.
So, hey, thanks, first of all, for allowing us to give you a call about this. Will you kind of explain what's going on here?
Yeah, so I wanted some advice from you guys because I guess a little backstory. My husband and I, we've been married for just over 3 years now, and we've always gotten the tax refund, and this year we didn't. We actually owed some money, and when I asked him why, he said that we made more money this year.
Okay.
But that didn't really make sense to me because we both have the same job still and neither of us got raises. So I don't know. I pretty much just kind of blew it off. But then last week when I was just cleaning up around the house, I saw our tax returns and I went through it. And I saw that on paper, we made more money. But what really happened was that he took money out of his 401k.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and didn't tell you?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was, like, a lot of money, like 40K.
Oh, that is a significant amount of
money. And he was like, hey, hon, I was thinking of taking out $40,000 from our retirement to do this with nothing?
No, and then it gets worse from there, okay? I was not aware of this, but apparently he used that 40K to buy crypto.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, and I guess the company just flopped, so we lost all of that.
Oh no.
I am sorry. Yeah. That is awful.
Yeah, and it's just like we've never had any issues or arguments before over finances.
Okay.
Like ever.
Right.
We've always been super upfront with each other, and whenever we make a big purchase, we're super open about it. So I expressed my frustrations and that I felt really like lied to.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah. And guess what his response was to that?
What?
He said, it's my 401k money and it's my loss, not yours.
No, it is not, sir. Not when you are married.
Thank you.
Yes. I mean, hello, right?
Yeah.
That goes into your pool as a couple.
Right. Right. And we've been saving up for a new house. And, you know, I wanted to do some stuff around the house before we tried to sell it. But now 40K is gone.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was going to say, even if he would have taken it out, just had it, that would have been something to be like, hey, we've got this money to fix up the house or do whatever.
Any sort of a major change in your joint financial future should be discussed.
Right. Yeah, and here's the thing, is I have a really good job, and it pays me well, and I have my own retirement plan, but I would have never done something like that,
right,
that drastic,
yeah,
without discussing it with him first, you know?
Right.
I understand why you are very, I mean, this is kind of a double whammy, because not only did he not tell you about it, but now you find out he's got this attitude of, it's my retirement, not yours.
Right. And I was always under the impression that our retirement plans were for both of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I think most people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not funding my retirement only.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to handle it and if I should even bring it back up, but any advice that y'all would have for me would be great because I don't know. It's just messy.
Yeah, no, first of all, he needs to figure out that his attitude towards the retirement is not a good one for you guys as a couple. Like, he needs to figure that out first.
Which is even about money. I'm now concerned that if he's willing to do that, what else is he willing to do? And sorry,
right.
I don't mean to like...
Are you creating more problems?
Right, I don't want it.
Let's not give her more neuroses.
True. You know, the money's already gone, so there's nothing that we can do now to help bring it back.
I'm sure he feels awful about it and is probably pretty defensive, which is maybe why he, you know, said, well, it's my loss and not yours. He's trying to, like, I guess in his mind take the brunt of it, but that's not helping. That attitude's not
helping.
And
I just feel like if he really felt bad about it, he would apologize and not like turn on me.
Right.
You know?
Yes. No, yes. And promise to never do that again.
Right.
Well, Elena, we already are getting some people kind of texting in with some suggestions of how to handle it.
Do you guys have a financial advisor?
We do not, but maybe we need one.
I would get one, yes. You need a third party to step in, and maybe that is the key to getting you both on the same page with your attitudes towards finances.
Elena, hopefully, you know, we can at least get some suggestions on words you can say, sentences you can deliver to your husband that will stick.
Yeah,
with
you
him.
Definitely revisit this because the way that he is approaching this is not going to be beneficial for your future.
Right.
All right.
Well, thank you guys. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Now Penny rolls in and says, look, $40,000 is a pretty big chunk. He probably felt like he was making a great financial decision for you and all.
Yeah, and then it didn't work out well.
And then ashamed when it didn't work out. So she suggests discussing it with him calmly and let it be a lesson and grow from it.
That's, yes.
That's a very mature way to look at that.
100%. But that's the thing is we need to make sure he's not going to be making that kind of decision again solo.
Yeah.
That's the most important piece to come out of this, I think, in my mind, is making sure he doesn't do that again.
Yeah, I mean, like $40,000. Okay.
We discussed that.
I discussed $100.
I know.
Like, hey, I'm thinking of getting this. It costs $100. Right. What do you think?
Yes.
Type of stuff. Right.
Yes.
All right. 502-795-1997. Would love your experience with this because I think that could help Elena's situation. All right. It's group therapy on 99.7 EJX. Group therapy. So, Elena, well, she discovered that her husband pulled some money out of retirement, like $40,000, blew it on crypto. Now she
didn't tell her.
Yeah, she approached him and said, look, I felt lied to. And he was like, my loss, not yours.
Yeah, which is kind of a shocking attitude towards, because I don't know of a lot of couples that, you know, a lot of couples have their own, you know, 401ks, like through their respective jobs. But I don't think a lot of couples look at them as that's mine, not yours.
Yes, Crystal says need to make sure there's not other issues like gambling, drug addiction, anything like that. I would be more interested if he took it out in one big lump sum or if he took several withdrawals because several withdrawals would make me worry that there's a bigger issue somewhere.
Yeah.
All right,
Lauren says that's a large sum of money. Personally, I feel like it's a huge red flag. Would suggest therapy counseling both individually and as a couple. Don't know that I could come back from that. I'd be too concerned about, again, what other things he was hiding from me.
Anya's on hold. She has a differing point of view.
It's his money. He put it into his 401k. He can do with it what he wants to do with it.
Well, that's a different point of view.
Even when you're married, though? You wouldn't want spouse to run that by you?
My husband just took $5,000 out of his. Didn't ask me about it. I have no problem with it. It's his money.
Oh, okay, but he did ask you about it. That's the thing is, like, she wasn't consulted at all.
No, he didn't ask me about it.
Oh, he didn't.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
No,
all right.
They might not be together in 10 years. I mean, one of them could die tomorrow. Who cares? It's their money. Live your life.
Live your life. YOLO. Got it. Thank you, Anya.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Chase that paper.
Really?
Live your life.
This is... You're going into this song? Really? Hey, lived your life YOLO.
Oh.
40 grand, who cares?
Yeah, that's...
All good.
All right. I mean, $40,000, I feel like, is a talkable amount of money.
It is a discussion.
It's a discussion amount
of
money.
Especially when she was talking about the fact that, like, they had goals to, like,
right,
get a new house.
Right, for sure.
That takes significant amounts of money, which probably requires both of their efforts. So I feel like, you know, that must work for Anya. But I think for a lot of couples, you need to have a united front when it comes to how you're going to spend significant amounts.
Bethany says, girl, not to jump the gun, but divorce.
Okay.
That is jumping the gun.
That is a little across the line.
Yeah, she says, not only is he making huge financial decisions without you, but he's keeping secrets from you. And it's stuff like that that will affect you both.
Yeah, she discovered it. He didn't tell her.
And even when you tried asking him about the tax return, he tried covering it up. This is a big, giant no-no. Lack of respect, unacceptable. And also, what kind of idiot buys crypto anymore?
Oh, okay. So, got a text. So this is the husband of one of our listeners. My wife and I have been married for 6 years. Mm-hmm. Our second year of marriage, she racked up $6,000 credit card debt on cards I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
We went on an anniversary trip. I found out about it then. It was a really rough weekend, to say the least.
Sure.
But he said, you know, we've been married for 6 years. Just took some time, patience, love on both of our parts to regain that trust and build back our financial security.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, money, man, that's going to be a topic of conversation in any relationship you get in.
Well, yeah, and I think the biggest issue here is they seem to have different attitudes toward it,
right,
and what to do with it. So they need to figure out a way to get more on the same page, and they, at the very least, they need to get a financial advisor to maybe sit down and help them hash it out. Maybe some counseling to try to get to the root of this difference that has emerged that she didn't know existed.
Or Elena, just take Anya's suggestion. You know what? That's his money.
You
let him do what he wants.
You start yanking out of your retirement and you go do some amazing things for yourself.
All right. Well, hey, hopefully there are a lot of suggestions, and I think there was some great advice tossed out here for anybody, really. So
yeah.
That's good stuff. Thank you. Keep us posted, Elena, on 99.70 GX. That's group therapy.